So here we are, another natter that matters, because of all the conversations that count, these around business building are really, really powerful. And today I have the lovely Kay Dewar. Hello, Kay. With me today to help us talk and understand about her business and her journey. So without further ado, why don't I just kick off by asking you about yourself, Kay? Why don't you do the introduction? Pretty sure you can do it much better than I can. Tell us about your business.
Sure. So as Vivian said, I am Kay Dewar and I have an operational support business where I support business owners to ensure that they are properly structured and set up to utilise systems for maximum efficiency. And that basically means that we're ensuring that they've got the right steps and tools in their business to allow them to deliver what they're trying to deliver without them spending time on areas that don't matter and don't add any value to that delivery of their product or service.
That wasting time. I think we're all guilty of that. I know when I first started my business, 2002, which feels like, well, it is a long time ago now, I'm bloody old. And I remember that I used to have a spreadsheet fetish, like spreadsheets for everything. And I remember the first business I started, I had a spreadsheet that I used to update religiously. And I remember I had a member of my staff start with me. And she said to me, "What's this spreadsheet for?" And I said, "Oh, it records this and that." And she said, "And then what happens?" And I just remember looking at her thinking, yeah, nothing. Yeah. I just have used to filling out this spreadsheet that it's got really no use. I don't refer to it. It doesn't data mine. It doesn't do anything. I was so used to filling in spreadsheets. So stop doing that. So that kind of stuff, I'm assuming you're talking about. So how did you get into this? What's your background?
My background has always been in this space. I've got a degree in maths and a master's in operations management. So it's always been there. And then nearly 20 years in corporate doing productivity improvement, operational improvement, basically making sure that teams and businesses are working as efficiently as possible to deliver what they're trying to deliver. Came out myself about 6 years ago now, was ready for a change and some new challenges and some new sort of learnings and opportunities and all that comes with being a business owner. And yeah, so I've been on this journey now doing lots of learning, lots of figuring out and testing and changing and tweaking as I've went, but it's been a fun journey so far.
Yeah, fun. Sometimes frustrating if you're anything like the rest of us. It's interesting because we think we should have our shit together, don't we? We think we should be able to do everything that we help other people do. It's the metaphor quite a lot of the, you know, an eye surgeon can't do their own eye surgery. And sometimes our own stuff is a bit of a challenge. So I don't know. Do you have that experience as well where you can help the whole world with every system going, but with your own, it's like, oh, does that happen to you or not? Or have you got it all completely figured?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not perfect by any means. And as you say, you always tend to fall to the bottom of the list as you're so busy trying to help others and learn new things to help others. And then you remember that actually you could do updating your systems as well and reviewing what you're doing and making sure that everything's as efficient as it could be. There's always room for improvement.
Yeah, I remember somebody saying never look at a web designer's website because they just literally time to do their own website is a true story. So how did you go from being in the job, which it sounds like you had a great corporate career, to starting your business? Because that bit in the middle is really the painful part that a lot of women, especially women, struggle with. That kind of, like I say, I carried on with my spreadsheet religiously for about 2 years, I'm not going to lie, before I realised that was ridiculous. So how did you get yourself from employed in the mindset, really, and the kind of skill set and the everyday functioning to self-employed? What was that journey like for you?
I would say the mindset piece is definitely one of the biggest challenges. I spent a lot of time, I'm an overthinker definitely, with all my sort of analytical and logical mind, it goes into overdrive and overthinking. So definitely spent far too long thinking about what could the business be, what should the offers be, what should it look like, instead of just getting out there and trying things. A lot of time overthinking, like myself doubt, not putting myself in social media, all the usual sort of suspects that you'd expect, and obviously have been on quite a substantial mindset and growth journey over the last 6 years as well to get myself where I need to be from that perspective. I would say that's definitely been one of the biggest learning curves.
Did you ever find yourself sitting at a desk going, "What the hell am I doing? How to start. I've had so many people that I've interviewed that have told me that before we've gone into the interview and gone, oh, I just remember not knowing what I was doing. Like, you go from being a really smart, successful, high performing person to, I don't even know what to st how to start, what to do with it. How did you get yourself over that? How did you get yourself into, right, I'm deciding on the name and the thing and the pricing? How did that kind of happen for you?
I don't think there was like a specific monumental change or trigger that made me just go for it. I think it's just you get to a point that you think to yourself, actually, I can't just keep sitting thinking about this. I either need to do it or not do it essentially. And if I don't do it, I'm not going to get any money. I'm not going to like make any changes. Nothing's going to be any different to what it is just now. So you've just got to take that step and take that leap.
Yeah, running out of money, that's the painful one. That was for me. I was like, I have to pick up the phone and follow up some of these people, Vivian, because you've got no money. Like, literally, that money you've spent on all sorts of lovely things, creating websites and logos and all the nice, pretty stuff, all the stuff that's quite safe. So now, client-wise, what kind of people do you help and how? What does your kind of day look like?
So I do tend to break the mold when it comes to my type of clients. I don't have a niche as such. Obviously, every business does need systems, although they don't always know that or realize that for quite some time. So it is, my clients have been across the board. I've lots of consultants, coaches, accountants, HR professionals, literally across the board, but it tends to be people that have been in business for at least 12 months. They have sort of ridden the wave, seen some success, know that there's more to go for, but know that they're on a sort of shaky peg, and what's got them to where they are at that point is not going to take them to that next level. So they know that they need to get better structures and better systems in place. And that's obviously when they start to consider coming and speaking to me. In terms of how I support them, it tends to be across a 3 month period. That's my most popular service, whereby I go in, fully understand what it is that they're doing, how they're operating, what they're utilizing, fix all the parts that need fixing, as you say. Are they updating spreadsheets that are actually redundant and not doing anything? Are there steps there that's actually just a drain on their time and not delivering anything? Get rid of all that, streamline it, and then make sure that the systems are all set up, the structures are all in place, and they've got that complete clarity. Everything's essentially out of their heads. I'm sure many business owners can relate with everything being in their heads, and they think, oh, it's great, it's all right, I know it all, but that's not going to help them scale, that's not going to help them bring a team in, that's not going to allow them to take their business to that next level. So it's essential that they get that clarity and everything out of their head and into a fully functioning system to allow them to do
Yeah, interesting. I feel like I need to confess. I still have a spreadsheet actually that I can.
that.
It does have a function, and I feel like I need to confess that for some random reason. But yeah, it definitely has more colours and gets a lot more attention than it should do. It probably just needs to be functional. But so in that 3 month process, which is the bit where you go, oh, I love this bit, and I'm sure you kind of like it all. I think there's filing in every job, isn't there? That we're all a bit, oh, there's a percentage. But which bit is it like, oh, this is the bit I love most? Which bit's that?
I would say it is the actual sort of the middle piece, if you like, the actual build, where I'm actually building all the structures, the systems, making it actually into a working operation, if you like. So it's that middle piece. And then at the other end of it, it's where we integrate it with the business, making sure that they're actually utilizing it, they're actually understanding the function of it and really getting the best out of it.
For some reason, I've got a random vision of Frozen where Elsa creates her amazing tower. I've just got this vision. I don't know if you've seen the film Frozen, or I'm thinking, well, I'm crazy, where she's orchestrating all this and it's all building into this beautiful kingdom that she wants to rule. Don't know why my creative ADHD day brain wanted to create an Elsa out of that. Lovely. So what's your goal long term? Is it a case of you'll continue doing what you're doing, or have you got like big plans? What's your mission for the business?
It's definitely for growth. I want to obviously support more people to understand the concept of this, realize that systems aren't just a tech headache, they aren't just for big businesses, they are there to create you time freedom for you, to create mental capacity for you to think bigger and to essentially grow your business as well. If you're constantly keeping everything in your head, then you don't fully underestimate, you do underestimate, sorry, the drain that has on you and the impact it has on everything else that you're trying to do. So it's about really helping other people to understand that, make the habit changes that are needed to embrace these systems and get the benefit of the life that then brings for them.
I'd imagine some of them are probably simplistic because you don't know what you don't know, do you? I know when I first started using Calendly, and I'm sure lots of things, I don't support Calendly, by the way, lots of other things are available. But I know when I started to use that, it transformed things. I felt like I was no longer going back. I felt like a secretary at some point trying to arrange things. And like, that's all gone now. Like, I just think, how did I have the time to do that? Also, it's much more convenient normally for people because they can click on things. They've got reminders. They've got evidence of it rather than just a conversation. And I booked a retreat a few weeks ago and they didn't have any payment system. They wanted me to send a check, Kay. I went, I'm sorry, what year is this? I don't even think I've got a checkbook anymore. What? Crazy. They were going to send me some forms in the post. I'm like, oh God, please let me coach you in some way with this. But what is going on here? You know, and the woman said, oh, you know, a lot of our people are older and they don't have technology. I'm like, they've got bloody cards. They've got, like, you know, chip and pin cards. They definitely have. So some of the systems, I would imagine, when you go into places, are like, what is going on? What's the best one you've had? You don't have to, please don't mention any names, obviously, but where you've gone, what the actual hell is going on here? What's your favourite?
I think it is just like you've said there, it's the amount of people that are still rocking up with paper. You go to sign up and they hand you a paper sheet, which they then need to go and physically type into a system. And it's just so time draining. And if they don't type it into a system, they're then going and putting it into a binder or something. And then somebody comes to you and says, okay, remember that person that signed up 3 weeks ago? What was their such and such? And you need to go and start flicking through the folders trying to find the information. It's just crazy that actually still happens, as you say. Like, how can we actually still be operating like that?
Yeah, I mean, paper, there's a lot of paperless offices now. I mean, I still like a bit of paper with a few things. I still definitely keep receipts and stuff. But I started my life in accounting, and I just remember all of the big, you know, the big folders. I don't know how old you are, but you perhaps, the massive great computer sheets where they used to just print on that, basically. Very interesting. I just look at that and I spent hours and hours of my time filing these things and making notes on them and putting post-its in them so we could find bits. And I just look back and think, wow, now we just click a button and type it in a search. So things are really... How do you keep up to date with all the latest things that are available? Because, I mean, there's masses now, aren't there? I mean, if you just take, you know, Calendly versus like Tidycal, and I'm sure there's hundreds of others. How do you keep up with that?
I don't really. There, you could spend your full life trying to learn them all. But I think the way my brain works, I'm very logical, and a lot of them do operate in the same way. Although they maybe seem like a different system, they're all working off the same sort of premise. So if you understand that you need to input X, Y, and Z to get what you want to do, then that generally applies across most of them. There's a few like sort of tweaks and differences, but if you can understand some of them, you generally can understand all of them.
You need this to happen, not you need to use this system. You're about, this is the function that needs to happen in this part of your business. You know, I don't know, CRM that does X, not, oh, you need this one particularly. So it's not about specifying systems.
Yeah.
And do you have a team, or is it just UK? Where is your business at?
Yeah, it's just me at the moment. I do have like various kind of people that I can call on if I've got like a capacity issue, or if I've got pieces of work that are slightly outside of my speciality, then I've got people that I can call on, but not a core team as such.
Yet. Is there a yet on the end? I did feel a yet. And so how do people get started with you? So if anybody's listening or watching this and they're thinking, oh, do you know what, I'm in overwhelm, I'm procrastinating, I've got no idea what's going on and I need someone to just get it all out of my head, how do they come towards you? What's the first step?
I'm on most of the socials that you'd expect. I've got a sort of introductory understanding call that we can have, and I've got a website where people can learn more about the services as well. So all the sort of usual suspects that you would expect.
Lovely. And it's kendosupport.com, is that right?
Yeah.
She looks left field onto her. KNOsupport.com. Yeah. So if you want to go and find Kay, obviously you can find her, like you say, on all the socials. I will actually post your website underneath this. So if anybody wants to connect with you. And have you got any top tips? If, I always like to, especially when we've got an expert in their field, what's your top tip for what you do?
Top tip, you sort of touched on it earlier. I would say it is simplicity. When it comes to systems, it's not about completely redoing what you do. It's not about having the fanciest system, the most complex system. It really is getting back to that simplicity, stripping out what you don't need and bringing clarity to what you do need so that you're not overwhelmed and you're not spending more time than you need to be. So it really is a lot less complex and overwhelming than what you might envisage. And it's to essentially bring you some time back and some flexibility in how you work. So don't be put off by the thought of systems.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it just gets more overwhelming the more. So simplicity is your key, as it were. That's your
Yeah,
top tip. Brilliant.
definitely.
Thanks. Have you got any questions for me before we leave?
No, I think you've covered everything today.
Lovely. Well, it's lovely to have you on. Thank you for taking the time to come and talk. I can hear the logical part of your brain as you talk. Like there's no, like when you talk, like you and I are quite different. So no kind of filling words. It's all very structured, very logical, getting to the next step. So I like it when I interview someone who sounds like they do what they do. Do you know what I mean? It's a
Yeah.
bit like a manifestation coach who doesn't know how to manifest, or like somebody who's an organization person who doesn't have organization in their own brain, but I can really hear it and feel it in you,
Yeah.
which is really nice. So I'm sure you've had that said to you before. That logical step that some people just don't have really. So if
Yeah.
you're listening to this and you know you need someone to help you get a logical part to your business because it's all very emotional driven, or feelings based, or kind of, oh, I remember to do it, then definitely get in touch with Kay, and I'm sure that kind of first discovery call will help you to understand what you're not doing. And thank you very much for being on here, Kay, and I look forward to watching your business grow. And if I can be of any help, obviously let me know.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Speak to you soon.